Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third. The center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Kell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Milt Bolling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Parnell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mel Parnell. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The second baseman, Owen Friend. Batting third. The left fielder, Don Lund. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting sixth. The catcher, Matt Batts. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Delsing. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Marlowe. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dick Marlowe. And now, play ball. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman takes first base on ball four. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is hit by the pitch. Goodman moves to second. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a pop-up towards short. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene strikes out. One out. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend hits a pop-up towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bolling picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Bolling. Lund moves to second. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baker for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts strikes out. Two outs. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops it up and throws to first, with Parnell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling strikes out. One out. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell strikes out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Goodman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Marlowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marlowe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marlowe moves to second. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0 for 1 in the game. Friend hits a pop-up towards short. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lund hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. Evers hits a fly ball into left field. Lund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kell moves to third. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards third. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Gurnett hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 1 in the game. Niemann hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 1 in the game. Dropo bunts towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. Niemann moves to third. One out. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0 for 1 in the game. Batts is walked intentionally. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh is 0 for 1 in the game. Del Singh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling hits a fly ball into left field. Lund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 0 for 1 in the game. Parnell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marlowe fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goodman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatfield hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Marlowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marlowe is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Marlowe strikes out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 2 in the game. Evers hits a fly ball into left field. Lund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lund who is chasing the ball. Kell reaches third base with a triple. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kell scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a fly ball into left field. Lund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Gurnett hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0 for 2 in the game. Friend hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lund hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Niemann reaches second base with a double. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 1 in the game. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1. And the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowling hits a pop-up towards third. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 0 for 2 in the game. Parnell hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Batts hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0 for 2 in the game. Delsing hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Sushok pinch hits for Fred Hatfield. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Pesky pinch runs for Bud Sushok. Billy Hitchcock pinch hits for Dick Marlowe. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock now playing third base. Dave Madison now pitching. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Pearsall hits a fly ball into left field. Lund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 3 in the game. Evers takes first base on ball 4. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Evers moves to third. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Stevens moves to second. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. White strikes out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 3 in the game. Gurnett hits a fly ball into center field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Keene takes first base on ball 4. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0 for 3 in the game. Friend bunts towards first. Gurnett scoops it up and throws to first, with Goodman covering, for the out. Keene moves to second. One out. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lund hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 3 in the game. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 0 for 3 in the game. Parnell bunts towards the mound. Madison fields it and throws to first for the out. Bowling moves to second. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Goodman is walked intentionally. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Friend settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Evers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 2 in the game. Dropo hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Batts hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty pinch hits for Jim Delsing. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 1, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.